So we're going to spend a few minutes just looking at some of the parallels between the story of Ruth and the prophecy from Isaiah that Sarah's just read, which obviously points to the coming of Jesus. And there's some obvious links, aren't there, between the stories. First, perhaps most obviously, is that the hope is born in Bethlehem, to use that phrase that James used earlier. This town of Bethlehem had significance over a long period of time, and the story of Ruth was over 1,000 years prior to Jesus being born, but already God was working out his purposes there. And if you thought that was just coincidence, then actually the link becomes much clearer when you look at the family tree of Jesus, because the ancestors of Jesus' human family were not just random. God saw to it that amongst them there were some who had deep experience of God's love and faithfulness and walked with him in that relationship of faith. And we might think of some of the obvious ones like Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. But when we look in Matthew chapter 1, which I've just printed out here, I don't expect you to read this, but we will see here highlighted are Boaz, the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth. And that is the genealogy of Jesus from Abraham all the way through. Now we know that from Obed, his son was Jesse and his son was David. And of course we know Jesus then as being of the line of David, but perhaps sometimes forget the significance that Ruth played within that, and Boaz in that line. Perhaps Ruth and Boaz didn't appreciate the significance at the time either. Perhaps they didn't know the impact that their faithfulness would lead to. Jesus' birth some 30 generations or 1,000 years later was well beyond anything they saw. But yet they were faithful in what God gave them as a part to play, and let him take care of those bigger purposes that can go well beyond the immediate circumstances. What a great thought of hope, of how God can take those small actions, like Boaz's kindness that day in the field to Ruth, and bring greater things from that. Another obvious link then is the baby itself. You might look at this at first glance and think, that's a picture of the nativity scene. But of course, this is actually drawn of Ruth with Obed and with Boaz behind her and Naomi on the right. But the significance of the birth of a baby, of hope being born, one who had significance beyond their age. For Ruth, having an heir, having Obed, meant once again someone was there to inherit the family land, and it wouldn't have to be disposed of, as Naomi was otherwise having to do. Someone within the family then bought it back. And Jesus, of course, means that we have the opportunity once more to be with God. That separation that came in the Garden of Eden, once again, when Jesus intervened in person, when Jesus was born as a baby, then suddenly God was with us. We were there in the presence of God once again. And that fulfillment was possible. The last idea, and perhaps the biggest, which I just want to unpack a bit, is and link strongly into Isaiah, is this idea of a redeemer. And that comes out of a situation of need, doesn't it? You hopefully picked up on that grave situation, that tragedy that Naomi was in, where she'd lost her husband, she'd lost both her sons, and she was empty. She was so bitter, she even wanted to change her name to mean bitter. And Ruth also suffered loss as a widow, and yet showed this love and loyalty to Naomi and desire to make her God, Naomi's God, Ruth's God, or even though she was an Israelite and not a and she was not an Israelite, she was from Moab. So the two of them were without heir, without land, without means of provision. And in a way, they were left as the dregs of society. They had to live in poverty to the point where they went and picked up the leftovers in the fields. That was the way they could make their living. And yet Boaz saw this situation and he had compassion and he stepped in. That idea of stepping in comes strongly in the Isaiah passage, doesn't it? Care and generosity he showed was way beyond what would be normally expected in the world's eyes. He approaches Ruth and calls her a daughter, offers her sustenance, protection from people who might be hostile when people are out there collecting in the fields, and told his workers to leave her extra grain. That's quite amazing, isn't it, when the whole of our world is set on being as efficient and productive as possible. And he said to his workers, no, leave a bit extra so that Ruth has some more to collect. What amazing generosity, what challenging generosity to us. And furthermore, he then took on this role of kinsman, redeemer. So a redeemer is one who buys back, and a kinsman, a family member. So the kinsman redeemer in those times bought a relative out of poverty and was able to provide for them, and if necessary, to provide an heir by marrying them. So he provided not only bread where they had no bread, but a home where they had no home, and a hope and a future where that looked very bleak indeed. And that extended not only to Ruth, but to Naomi too. And now let's just think how that is reflected in Isaiah 59, which speak of a situation where most of the chapter is talking about God's people being separated from him by their sin. Sarah read of this lack of justice and truth and honesty and righteousness. These things were scarce. The world was not a good place to be. And the Lord looked and was displeased, the text says. There was no justice. He saw that there was no one. He was appalled that there was no one to intervene. So his own arm achieved salvation for him, and his own righteousness sustained him. Like Boaz, God was appalled in the situation of a fallen world. There was no one else who could intervene in that situation. His own arm worked the solution. He stepped in his son Jesus. Just as Boaz bought what Naomi and Ruth had lost when their family's land had to be sold, so Jesus bought back what we'd lost, our relationship with God, by paying for our sin on the cross. He redeemed us. He bought us back. And that's why one of the names that we see right here in Isaiah 59, and one of the names that we know Jesus by, is our Redeemer, the one who has bought us back. And who is bought back by this? I think that's also really significant in this story of Ruth. For Ruth was a foreigner, and Ruth was also a poor widow. She was a woman with very little standing in society, and yet she was the person who was redeemed and became somebody very special in the ancestry of Jesus. Isaiah 59 speaks of that inclusivity. From the west, people will fear the name of the Lord, and from the rising of the sun, they will revere his glory, whether from the east or the west. God will draw people in, those who fear his name, those who revere his glory. And that was exactly what Ruth did, wasn't it? She said, actually, I don't want to stay in Moab. I might have better chances there, but there's something, Naomi, that I want to be with you for. And that's not just because I love you. It's because I love your God as well. And that's why Ruth chose to go back with Naomi from Moab to Bethlehem. And there she found that redemption. Isaiah 59 says, the Redeemer will come to Zion, to those in Jacob who repent of their sins. And there's this idea, isn't it? It's about the state of the heart. Those who look to God are those who will be redeemed. And the story reminds us there that God will include people from all situations. So hopefully this morning you've just been wowed a bit by the generosity of Boaz, who stepped in to redeem Ruth's family, and that that was fulfilled in Obed, born in Bethlehem. And as we celebrate Christmas, how much more then let us be wowed by the generosity of our Heavenly Father, who was willing to step in where no other could to redeem a sinful world, fulfilled in Jesus, born in Bethlehem. And let's follow this example of Ruth, of Boaz, and of Jesus this Christmas in the kindness, compassion, generosity, and grace we share as the Spirit leads and equips us. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this inspiring story this morning. We thank you for that love that Ruth showed to Naomi. We thank you for that love and compassion that Boaz showed to Ruth. And yet we know they're just a mere shadow of the depths of the love that you have shown to us in Jesus, when we are just in the same pickle, in need of a redeemer, a problem we couldn't fix ourselves, you came in and you brought us back. We thank you, Lord, that we see in this story that you're working that out from the very beginning, even in the lives of Jesus' human ancestors. We see this redemptive process starting off. And we thank you that you've given us the Spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ to help us share that love and message of redemption this Christmas. Help us to do that in the power of the Spirit, we pray. And thank you that Jesus, our Redeemer, has come. In his name we pray. Amen.